after the show, it's the after party.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast. It is week four of Bachelor in Paradise, and I'm on the beach right now in the sun because I have my wife with me. Becca, what's going on?
You sure you didn't wake up differently like Eric did?
Yeah, for real. And obviously
feeling differently.
The beach isn't really my favorite place, so whatever. But
no, because you go from white to burn real quick.
No, I go from white to lobster. It's pretty bad. So, but yeah, no, this week four was, I feel like it was smooth sailing for a lot of people, and then people just drifted away.
Hurricane Leo came in. That's what happened. Leo. Him in his leopard shirt. Actually, you know what? I prefer the Where's Waldo meets Captain Ron look that he was rocking last night's episode with that red stripe number going on. But I'm glad that Leo was tossed from the beach. It's amazing to see how different a lot of these people are from when they were on their specific season of Bachelor or Bachelorette.
It kind of surprises me because I feel like, yeah, exactly. Leo was a super decent dude on Bachelorette. And then all of a sudden he comes into Bachelor in Paradise. Like he's a player. He's just like a jerk to everybody. I don't know what his intentions were coming in. It's almost like he took this not serious at all.
Yeah, super disrespectful. And I feel like in a way, toward the end with the rose ceremony, he knew he wasn't going to get a rose. And in a way, I feel like producers were almost like, all right, Leo, time to go out with a blaze of glory. And then he was kind of like, hold my beer, you know, and just see what I can do.
Do you honestly think that producers take people aside and tell them what to do?
Yes,
I really don't think so.
No, I've read it. People who have been on the show before have broken contracts and come out and said that.
But what do you
think?
Maybe
not.
But I mean, something like that, though, that puts somebody's character on TV, and they're judged for that after. Like,
yeah,
it's
but
not
people talk about you.
Yeah, all right. But for that in a negative light, and he's going to be looked at as a jerk. You know what I mean? Like, no one knows if the producers actually said anything to him or not. I mean, so I don't know. What's in it for them? Like, do they get more money for doing it?
Well,
like,
no, you extend. Listen, I don't know about the money thing. You extend your 15 minutes in any way you want to, whether that's in a positive or a negative way. A normal-minded person probably would not want to be looked at in a negative light. But Leo right now, I believe, is on absence from that poor man's SeaWorld where he plays Aquaman in LA. So he's going to need some sort of club appearance money in some kind of way. So who knows? Leo left obviously a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. Super disrespectful to Kendall. And that's why our darling grocery store Joe had to go and defend his lady. And things got, like I said, it went from Bachelor in Paradise to Love and Hip Hop real fast with those bodyguards coming out and trying to. I like the one bodyguard that tried to body Leo out of the way to protect grocery store Joe.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that part. And then everybody getting involved, Tia yelling, go Colton, Colton, go see what's going on. But it was entertaining. I feel like that was one of the scenes where they've been playing that throughout the whole season. And I don't know, do you think it really lived, that particular fight scene, do you think it lived up to its hype?
I mean, I don't know. I think that fight scene was definitely a little, like, it was a little over-dramatized, you know, in previews as to what was going to go down. I mean, you see, like, a drink fly, and then you're like, oh my God, like, it's about to go down. But it really doesn't. It's over as quick as it started. You know, and it really, there was really no, you know, punch or hit that happened. It was more of kind of like, you know, I'm going to get in your face, you're going to get in my face, and like none of us is backing down. And like, I feel like when you're in an environment like that, like you have the best opportunity to be a tough guy because you know as soon as it starts, it's going to get broken up. So it's like you don't really have to worry about, you know, one of you actually getting thrown to the ground and like getting the crap beat out of you. It's going to be over pretty quickly. I will say though, man, I think the one guy that I do respect, have the utmost respect for in this, you know, season of Bachelor in Paradise is, you know, grocery store Joe. He is probably the most real person on the show. He says it like it is. He stands up for what he believes in. You know, he doesn't really beat around the bush. You know, he'll tell you exactly what's going on in his head. He's a very quiet person, but when he talks, you know everything he says is like for real. It's legit. He doesn't hold back.
He's America's sweetheart at this point. And I'm very interested to see if he and Kendall are still together. Speaking of Kendall, the Kendall and Leo stuff was totally weird. How about Kendall and Venmo John? All of a sudden, yeah, Venmo John trying to sneak attack in there on
Kendall.
I'm
sorry, dude. That guy, he creeps me out, dude. He's creepy. There's something about him I don't like. I still don't like the way that he talks. You know, he needs to get his hand out of his mouth when he talks.
You can't make fun of the way people talk.
No, it's weird, all right? It's either his mouth is too small for his teeth or something. I can't figure it out, but he just sounds so weird when he talks. He sounds creepy. And, you know, it's almost like he thinks he's like, you know, he's king of Bachelor in Paradise. I don't understand why all these girls are like, oh, John. It's like, really? This guy is so strange. And he's also the first guy to like say he's into somebody and then flip the switch, you know? And I feel like, you know, people need to wake up. Like, this guy is kind of like the silent jerk of the season. Like, I don't like the guy at all. He was with, who's the girl who came in that already left?
So Jubilee's exit was really quiet. Last night is how they handled Jubilee and Kenny. They kind of did this weird thing where they just sort of brushed off these exits. I get that Kenny wants to go see his daughter's recital. This has happened before with Kenny, and he's 0 for 2. And now with Jubilee, her and John just sort of said, this isn't going to work. And that happened with Jubilee before. Jubilee left Bachelor in Paradise before.
She left on her own terms, too. She was like, I think I'm done.
But yeah, and I mean, I don't really blame her. I just wish that there was more justice for Jubilee in a way, because it just seemed like it was swept under the Paradise rug.
She was in
and how.
And out. Yeah.
But then the John and Kendall kiss was so weird and so awkward. I mean, adding that to so many weird and awkward kisses this season. But John and Chelsea seemed to sort of strike up a little deal, almost like an alliance. And Chelsea, for a hot minute there, before anybody said anything, I'm like, oh, look, she's going to be like the Bachelorette tonight, because there's all these guys vying for that one rose.
Right.
And they were all trying their best to get that rose from Chelsea. But ultimately, she chose John. Did you not like her decision on that?
I thought it was a dumb decision. As soon as she picked John, I went, oh, you got, really? You know, because I was just like, I don't like him. And I feel like, you know, Benoit was probably the person that I think would have been a better fit. Somebody that has already dated a single mom. Somebody that I feel like she had a general attraction to. He actually sought her out on the, what do you call that thing? The hammock. I can't believe I forgot what that was. On the hammock when she was by herself and no one was paying attention to her. Like, he came over and started a conversation and was genuinely attracted to her. And they had a good conversation. And all of a sudden, she forgets about that because she's got these three guys that, like, want to, you know, be in on the beach for another week. You know, it was just, it seemed a little weak. And I feel like her decision was really stupid. And I feel like she's figuring that out because he already went on another date with somebody else.
So Olivia came walking down the steps. I do remember Olivia a little bit from Ari's season. I thought that their date was so lame. I mean, you give Eric and Angela this wonderful, extravagant date, which I enjoyed watching. We'll get to Eric and Angela a little later on. But then you have Venmo John and new Olivia crash a quinceañera. I thought
that was so dumb.
Probably in all of the dates we've seen, not just on Bachelor in Paradise, but on Bachelor and Bachelorette, one of the worst dates I've ever.
It wasn't.
This is
it was
a special
so,
day for somebody, and I get it. Like, now it's being documented. That's cool for that girl, I guess. But it seemed.
Well, here's the thing: is that quinceañera is probably, it was probably literally like done up to the 10th degree. They probably
that's
like
how
paid.
Quinceañeras really are.
No, but I mean, I'm saying that the Bachelor in Paradise probably paid to have like the best food. Probably gave them like really good music. Like did whatever. Like literally was like, listen. If they are allowed to be a part of this, this is the amount of money and the stuff we'll do. And they were like, all right, let's do it. You know what I mean? And they were going to be on national TV. So I think that was kind of like, you know, the selling point for them. But the way that this date started was very awkward. They're just walking through wherever. Then they show up and there's this tent, which looks like a wedding. And they step onto this dance floor and everybody's staring at them. And it was like a really good 20 seconds of awkward silence before somebody came up and actually like said hi and kind of like started talking to them. It was like, it was almost like, I feel like they, I, for a second, I thought that they actually went off the beaten path and literally were somewhere they weren't supposed to be.
Oh, really?
I thought that was going to be, I thought they were going to show that because they weren't supposed to actually end up there and they got there accidentally. Like the date was supposed to be somewhere else, which is why it was so awkward. But, you know, and he's just, like I said, you know, John is just so very awkward. You know, he's like, and no one gets down on the dance floor like a programmer. It's like, oh, dude, shut up. Like, what a stupid joke. You know, I don't know. I just don't, I'm not a big fan of him. You know what I mean? At all, you know?
Again, it goes back to, you only see a little bit of these people's personalities on their season, and then you see a lot more. A good example is Jenna. We got a really quick glimpse of Jenna during Ari's season. I have to admit this, looking back on it, I remember Jenna, and I remember thinking, Jenna would be an incredible porn star. She just has that look.
Yeah, she does. She has a porn star face. Yeah, and body.
Yeah, and I mean, shout out to her. It's not a terrible thing. And she really sucked Jordan in. I mean, he basically is so smitten with her. I felt like quoting Dumb and Dumber when he was talking about her. It was almost like tractor beam, sucked me right in.
Sucked me right in.
And he really is head over heels for Jenna. He's the Labrador. She's the Frisbee. She was having a little bit of a moment at the beginning of the episode. She wasn't the only girl.
Yeah, but she...
I think sometimes with Bachelor in Paradise, it's a combination of, like, not just for the girls, but, like, alcohol, the sun, for the ladies, PMS. Like, it's all together, and it's just a perfect storm. It's a very emotionally... It's like
alcohol is a big player there. It really is.
You can tell.
You can tell because some people are like good one moment and then they cut the next and like their eyes are all glossed over. Like they've had like three margaritas.
I know.
I think that, you know, I was glad to see Chicken go home. I'm just like done with him. Dude.
I mean,
like, goodbye.
Who even remember that he was still on the show?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just so done with him. He was a jerk and it's see you later, man.
I love when Tia called out Connor. She looks over and she's like, ugh, Connor's such a douchebag. You're eating hot dog. Like, don't hot dog shame somebody. She's from Wiener, Arkansas. Let the chick eat a hot dog if she wants.
And I thought that was kind of a real sweet gesture by Colton. Like, yeah, that was cool. Which, dude, I don't understand.
Free ballin' Colton. Yeah. Doesn't like to wear underwear.
Yeah, I zipped up my penis once. Because I freeballed, like, we didn't really need to hear that.
Did he say penis? No.
Well, he said he zipped up his balls.
He had like, literally great lines for the credit scenes with Colton this week. Because last night he admitted that cheese or whatever gives him gas. And then tonight.
Cottage cheese and cream cheese. Yeah, they both give me gas.
Colton, and then tonight Colton's going commando. And I love when Astrid's like, oh, is that why you haven't used it since then? But then that actually made me laugh out loud.
Yeah, well, because it makes no sense. He hasn't used it at all. So that was kind of the joke. Like, that's why he went, no, what? Like, since when? Like, I've never used it. That's why
the beans over the Frank.
Yeah. So, no, I think I'm a little confused, though, because we're looking at, obviously, previews for next week. And it just looks like everything is going to shambles. I mean, and you know, it all has to do with the editing, but there's something going on with Colton and Tia.
I told you. I knew it.
Well,
you can't convince me of that.
I don't think that somebody else came in.
No.
And I think that, you know, hey, I think Colton probably gave it an honest shot and is maybe feeling like it's not what he wants it to be, you know? And like, you can't fault him for that. You know, he was, you know, in it to feel it out. And if he doesn't feel it, then he's got to be honest with her. Why, you know, drag her on and lead her on if it's not there? We'll figure out more about that next week. You know, also, what you got something to say?
I want to say this about Tia. Tia, she's a very relatable chick. And that's hard to find on some of these shows. I love when she says something like, you know, I'm not like looking to get married and have babies anytime soon. And then they cut to the scene where they're doing lunges on the beach. And she's like, look at my birthing hips, Colton. It's just funny because any girl is in that situation where they're like, oh, I'm not trying to fast forward anything. But yet, like, they're already like planning their wedding with this guy. So I think maybe they moved a little too quickly for Colton's taste. And I think we're going to see a lot of that next week.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens with with them. I mean, sadly, it looks like it's not going to end up in a good place. There were some other relationships that are probably going to be falling apart.
Oh, you mean like Eric and Angela?
Yeah, that. Well, Eric and Angela, he definitely, I feel like, kind of lied his ass off. He basically told her what she wanted to hear. But then, you know, this girl walks in. What's her name again? The chick who walked in?
Cassandra.
Yeah, Cassandra. So I will say, Cassandra is a very striking girl. She has very strong features, very nice eyes. She has, like, super white teeth. Like, she's got a very nice smile. Like, she's got a nice body. Like, she's a very...
Are you talking about Cassandra or me?
Both. So I think Cassandra... when she walked in, though, was just, yeah, she's a very beautiful girl. And I feel like it was going to be between a couple guys. It was either going to be Venmo Weirdo, yeah, or it was going to be,
oh,
it was going to be Eric. Cause I feel like Eric, as soon as he walked in, she walked in, he kind of did that weird thing they kept cutting to with, like, he's like licking his lips, which is really creepy.
He's just thinking about moving the cheese.
Oh yeah. But I mean, like, yeah, basically it was him or Venmo Weirdo. So, and you know, she ended up talking to both of them, and turns out that, you know, it was Eric, and Eric went on the date, and we haven't figured out exactly where they're going, but the, you know, the date card said go big or go home. So they have, we have a feeling it's something, you know, sport related. But yeah, I mean, Angela felt really bad and she was extremely hurt because he said, I'm not going to date anybody else no matter what happens. And then like next day he's literally going on a date with somebody else. Cause he woke up and
felt differently. Like, yeah, what, you know, happened during your sleep?
I woke up, I felt different. I don't know. We'll see what happened. You know, I need you to respect that.
Hashtag miracle season.
Yeah, whatever. So it's not, they're not in a good place. I will say though, Astrid and,
Kevin,
they're actually going strong. I think that's going to be a good thing.
So I had these mixed emotions in last night's episode. I'm talking about episode one of this week, where all of a sudden he's saying to Astrid, who have been probably the strongest couple this whole season, you know, maybe you want to just go and like date other guys.
I understand what he meant though.
I understood after he explained it a little bit better. Because I'm like, God, this guy's so Canadian. Why is he being so polite about her like going dating other guys? But I understand it. He was an interesting person to get to know on Bachelor Winter Games. He and Ashley, who's now engaged to Rhode Island Jared, they really hit it off pretty well, but you could kind of tell he wasn't totally feeling it. And he explained, you know, I'm 34, I'm not here to play games. And I think in probably one of the most real moments I've ever seen out of the show, he actually said out loud, this is a show. I don't want to look like a fool again on television like his Canadian friend Benoit did once again.
Yeah.
You miss Bachelor Winter Games. So Benoit and this chick Claire from Juan Pablo's season, they were together. Then they weren't. They got engaged at the reunion and then they broke up. So when Benoit was crying tonight, I did feel badly for him. But we don't need to talk about Benoit. Kevin and Astrid, I really hope that we find out that they are still together because they are a really good couple. She's funny. She seems like kind of a girl's girl. And he just seems like such a good guy.
Who's this again? What are we
talking
about?
Kevin and Astrid.
Oh, yeah. Kevin and Astrid. Yeah. I mean, Astrid is a super nice chick. She seems like she's got her head's in the right place. But I also feel like she's been very vulnerable with him, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're both kind of really putting themselves out there, which I think opens up a lot of doors for them, though. You know what I mean? If you're vulnerable with somebody else, you become closer.
It's going to be interesting to see when Jared and Ashley get engaged in front of Kevin. Because that was Kevin's ex with Ashley.
Yeah, I honestly feel like it's weird that they actually bring in, you know, these people. It's like they don't need to do this in front of people.
They
that
do
are
it every
there.
Season. It's so silly.
And then we got to bring in, you know,
Jade and Tanner and yeah. Evan and Carly. I do love Grocery Store Joe. Hey, just Uncle Joey's gonna hear and he's gonna make everything okay. You know, as if we couldn't love him anymore.
Yeah,
calling
yeah,
himself
yeah.
Uncle Joey. I want to talk quickly about Camille and Annalise. Annalise is somebody I have been really pulling for all season. And then Kenny leaves, but then Camille skipped to, because this is why the internet is amazing. It seems like Camille is single because he's on Bumble and he has an active dating profile. So
Yeah, so we know that doesn't work out. Yeah, but that was obvious from the previews too. She's crying her eyes out again. I really feel like I do think Annalise is a sweetheart, but at the same time, she definitely jumps the gun. She goes from like zero to like 60 very quickly. And she, I remember like they were in that waterfall, whatever, like making out on their date. And she's like, you know, there are a lot of couples here. She goes, and you know, I think we're one of the strongest ones. It's like, you just made out with this guy in the waterfall. Like, you don't even know anything. Like, what's his sister's name? Does he have any siblings? Like, you don't know. It's just, she doesn't know anything about him. And she's one of the strongest guys. Like, she definitely jumps the gun. Like, she needs to take it down a notch.
And I want to get back quickly to what Kevin was sort of trying to say and what I was trying to say that Kevin was trying to say, a little bit of Bachelor in Paradise Inception. Again, it's a show and things are so different once you leave that island. Like, it always drives me crazy once these couples are like Crystal Tennant was like, who feels like they have the strong, oh, I'm sorry, she's in Bachelor in Paradise. Who feels like they're like the strongest couple here? Like, I just hate how corny everybody gets about being coupled up. Because it's going to be very interesting when they leave the island and go back to real life and they get off the Blue Lagoon and back on, you know, yeah, into well, American like, soil.
People don't all live in the same state. So, you know, long figure distance relationships. Out. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Crystal, though, I mean, I'm liking Crystal this season.
I don't hate her. I like when Goose is, I can't, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely in for Crystal. The goose is cooked.
Ugh. I like when he puts the yoga mats down and she's like, oh, you want me to work? Exactly. She's trying to be on vacation and you're trying to make her do, but then she got like really into it.
But I also feel like he was trying to get her in her element and that's where her element is. And it was something that they could share to kind of bring them closer together. And it obviously worked.
So next week we have some new faces. Shoshana, I can't remember what season she was on, but they've been teasing this whole thing, the Russian witch hunt, the Wells joke, ha 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 ha. And then did you see the bald guy, Jordan?
Yeah, I didn't know who that was.
So Jordan was on Bachelor Winter Games. He's from New Zealand. And Jordan and Bibiana had a thing, but that fizzled out. So it's interesting that Bibiana's already home and they bring Jordan in. So maybe, unless Chelsea decides to leave early, which that's what I'm thinking might happen, judging by her crying.
Yeah.
And she even said it. She's like, I miss my son. I'm emotional.
Yeah.
So next week we have some new faces. And also, jeez, they're really trying to make us work on Labor Day. 3 hours on Monday of Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm able to do that.
I feel like most of it's going to be the whole Evan and Carly and the babies thing with Jordan. And, unless, because they said that was more Tuesday night. So I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen for 3 hours on Monday night.
I feel like it's going to be a lot of their relationships deteriorating. And then they this deterioration starts to happen and then all of a sudden they bring in like the happy couples who have made it. I did think it was funny with Chris Harrison today though. He walks in and he's wearing like a blue suit or whatever and like T is like, oh Chris, I like that suit, and all of a sudden like Colton looks at her like, what? And she's like, what? It's a nice suit. It's kind of funny. And then you hear Jordan go, all right, pull the thing out of your pocket a little bit, Chris. That's great. Come on. You know, and Jordan, he's another one, man. He is always coming out with these comments. He's like, oh no, I'm just like carrying around a suitcase. Oh, what's my suitcase filled with? My briefcase, which is filled with passion. It's filled with passion. It's an empty briefcase of passion.
We know that Colton's briefcase doesn't have any briefs in it.
No, because he's actually carrying a duffel bag, a Louis Vuitton duffel bag, according to Jordan. That would be his style. Yeah, with his signature look. So I also want to say though, good for Jordan and oh my God, just forget her name. Jenna. Jordan and Jenna. I think they're a very good couple. I think that she's nervous about Jordan, but I feel like she's starting to let her guard down and figure out that like he's actually the right guy for her. They're very similar. Mm. They had a really good first date, and I feel like you really can't ignore that. You know, you had Chicken Dude try to mess it up. That didn't really mess things up. It did for a second. And then you had Benoit step in, and I think Jordan kind of, I got to give Jordan credit. He really flipped the switch on Benoit, because I thought Jordan was out. And all of a sudden, Benoit was just like, he came back from the date with her, and Jordan's waiting on the beach. He's like, I need to talk to you. And I feel like that was a turning point for Jenna. You know, like he went out of his way to pull her aside, and he's been pulling her aside to reassure her, like, I'm here for this. Like, I'm in it. Like, when you first walked in, like, you were the, that was it, you know, like, he's, Jordan is not a very vulnerable person, and I think this is the most vulnerable we've seen him.
And this week, by the time we're back together next week, we might have some news because I believe they're filming the Bachelor in Paradise reunion this week. So we'll probably have some good nuggets coming out of that for you next week.
Oh, so they're actually still there, huh?
No.
What are you saying?
No, they're filming the reunion.
Like, oh, the reunion. When they're coming back. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, because I know they were actually, they had pulled people off, you know, the beach a while back. Yeah, they were coming, they were getting like pictures and videos of people coming back, like, yeah, to the airport. So yeah, that reunion should be interesting. But yeah, I guess, you know, stay tuned until next week, where we talk about the next two episodes. That, oh my God, 3 hours on Monday and then what?
Two hours on Tuesday. 5 hours of our life.
5 hours. Yeah, that we won't get back. We can fast forward through a lot of it. So the stuff that maybe is probably boring. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, you got anything else to add? All right. Well, that is it for this week on the Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. And with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night following the episode, and you can find us on Podbean and iTunes.